Hey, and welcome to the Virtualicious podcast, which is all about how to make delicious homemade food without spending ages in the kitchen. I'm going to be sharing with you my quick cook tips, my shortcuts, the quick recipes that I make and the gadgets that I use so that you can eat delicious, healthy, homemade food, even if you're working really long hours and even if you've got a million responsibilities. I'm going to share with you the tools that I use, the methods that I use. I'm going to show you that cooking can be a quick thing, and I'm even going to show you how to fall in love with cooking. So let's get started. Hey, 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 and welcome to another episode of the Virtualicious podcast. And today we're going to be talking about washing up, which is something that most of us don't enjoy. I particularly don't enjoy washing up, and it's something that the thought of the amount of washing up that's going to be made when you make a meal can put you off cooking in the first place. And so I thought it would be an important thing to cover. And in fact, it's something that I list in my meal planner. I talked about my meal planner in the last episode. I've created a meal planner. So it's a journal for you to help plan meals and to make it really easy. And one of the pages I refer to how to make cooking more enticing. And one of the things I say is to do the washing up as you go along. And I thought, actually, there's a whole podcast episode in washing up and how to make washing up less cumbersome and less of a chore. So I want to cover those things that I've learned along the way. Now, when I first started cooking, and for many years when I was cooking, I would have loads of dishes at the end of cooking. I didn't want to do it. I'd have my meal, and then after I'd eaten, there was no way I was going to do the washing up. So then I'd end up doing it the next morning or the next time I was cooking dinner, which is awful. It's awful to think about it now. And over the years, I've kind of learnt how to wash up as I go along, and other tricks to minimise the amount of washing up I do. And to the point now that before I sit down to eat, I would have done the washing up, but I wouldn't be spending ages washing up because I've been kind of doing it as I go along, I guess. And it just makes eating and cooking so much more enjoyable and less of a chore, less cumbersome. And then once I've eaten, I've just got the plates really that I've used and the cutlery, just a few bits and bobs to clear away. And it's so much more of a pleasant experience. And it means my kitchen's always clean and tidy as well. So I'm going to share my tips and tricks and things I've learned along the way with you in this episode. Before I get stuck into that, there are a few things I want to talk about. So one is, it's Stir Up Sunday is coming, where we all cook our Christmas cakes. And so it was only this morning that I thought, oh, I need to get my Christmas cakes on my website for sale, and I haven't done that yet. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a link in the episode notes where you can register your interest for the Christmas cake kit if you're interested. So just the Christmas cake kit is, you know, all my meal kits, they take 10 minutes prep time plus cooking. And so the Christmas cake is exactly the same. It's make a Christmas cake in 10 minutes using my kit, and then, you know, put it in the oven and it's done. And you need to add a few extra bits like butter and brandy, but the bulk of the ingredients are supplied in the kit. Anyway, if you want to know when that comes out, then you can sign up with the link in the show notes, and I'll do you an extra 10% discount just because I'm feeling generous and it's Christmas coming up. The other thing is, I've got a meal planner coming out. I spoke about it a bit at the end of the last episode. If you're interested in keeping up to date with what's going on about that, then again, there's another link there where you can sign up. I'm quite excited about my meal planner. And then I've got a friend. So the last thing I want to talk about before I get stuck into my washing up tricks is Harriet. Harriet Holmes, Dr. Harriet Holmes, is a nutritionist and one of these people that just seems to be able to do everything. I'm always in awe of how much she's achieving. And I asked her if she would leave me a hack. So I want to now include listener hacks in my episodes. It's really easy to do. In the show notes, there's a link where you click the link and then you can leave me a voicemail. And in that voicemail, you can leave me a hack. So I asked Harriet to leave me a hack so I could feature it and show you how it works. And it's a really good hack. So I'm gonna kind of go into that right now. If you're interested in knowing anything about what Harriet does as a nutritionist, she works on she does really good pregnancy stuff, gives good pregnancy advice, and also about the menopause, which for me is pretty topical at the moment. So yeah, I'm going to dive right into her advice now.
Hi, Evni. I love your podcast. And I just wanted to share one of my hacks with you. So I think the best thing about fruit is that it comes in lots of different formats. And I love that you can use dried fruit or frozen fruit, and that frozen is almost as nutritious as fresh. And that does sort of cut down air miles, cut down sort of the difficulty of getting it in season from supermarkets and things. And I love that you can just use frozen berries on top of your porridge, or stir it in, or make chia jam or anything with frozen, which are often loads cheaper and more convenient and are pretty much as good for you. So that's my hack. Frozen and dried and freeze-dried fruit are all great.
Thank you, Harriet, for my first featured cooking hack from one of my listeners. So thank you for ringing in. Now, let's move on to the washing up tips. So let's start with the obvious one, which is doing the washing up as you go along. I know this is what everyone's mum tells them to do, and I know it sounds like I'm nagging, but it's a good one, and it really does save loads of time and energy later on, and it stops there being a pile of washing up when you're finished cooking. But there are things that you can do to make it easier to wash up as you go along, because I know it's really hard to juggle the washing up with the cooking. So some things, if they don't need washing fully, I won't wash them. So say I've got a plate and I've just rested a spoon on it, for example, and it's not all dried up, it might just need a rinse and then putting on the drainer rather than a full wash. So that's one thing. Another thing is the quality. So I have now invested in some quality utensils. For example, Joseph set of spatulas and stirrers, and it really makes a difference, because the food just doesn't seem to stick so much on it, so it's a lot easier to clean and then reuse whilst from a different part of the dish, for example. So I would recommend investing in that. Joseph is my favourite brand when it comes to that kind of stuff. And I love it. I really do love it. It feels robust. It feels like it's full of good quality. And as I say, it's easier to clean. The other thing is saucepans. What I do is I wait for it to cool down just a little bit. So maybe a minute or 2 minutes. And then I'll wash it straight away. So once I've finished cooking something in the saucepan, what I try to do, I'm not good at doing this all the time, but what I try to do is take out the contents of the saucepan. So I'll put what we're going to eat there and then into either individual plates or into a serving dish, depending on what it is. And then the rest of it, I will portion up to put in the fridge or put into portion sizes for freezing. Obviously, you need to let it all cool down with the lids off. Don't cover things while it's cooling down, because that makes the bacteria multiply faster and it will go off quicker. So once you've decanted it into the containers, leave the lids off, let it cool, then put it in the fridge and the freezer. So since I've kind of emptied the saucepan after I finished cooking, it's easy for me to then clean. So if it's a non-stick pan, just wash there straight away. If it's a stainless steel pan that can go in the dishwasher and I've got space in the dishwasher, then I'll give it a rinse and put it straight in the dishwasher. And what I'm doing here is this like one touch rule that I've talked about before, where when I've finished with something, instead of setting it down and then coming back to it later to wash it and then put it away, I will wash it straight away. So that's the saucepans, that's the utensils, the dishes, whatever it is. Wash it straight away, it's done, it's off my mind, and I can carry on with my cooking. And it really is a game changer to do it like that. Saucepans, if you're going to get non-stick, which I do recommend for ease of use, get some good quality ones, because I think it makes a difference. I'm not talking about like super expensive ones, but I'm talking about mid-range. And the ones that I've used, and I haven't kind of gone around comparing those of different brands, but the ones that I have used, I have found amazing, is Anolon. I absolutely love Anolon pans. Now, I've had Circulon pans and I don't like them. Circulon pans are non-stick, but they have these ridges in the bottom of the pan, circular ridges. They go almost like, the rings that you see if you cut a tree down like that, but perfect circles going all around the base of the pan. And I find that traps the food more easily and it makes it more difficult to clean. Whereas Anolon is smooth non-stick and it's just wonderful. And the pans are just that bit thicker and that bit heavier, so they hold the heat well and things are less likely to get kind of stuck to it, burnt on, you know. Whereas I've tried other sort of cheaper brands of non-stick. The really cheap ones I find don't really do the job that well at all. And I've tried Teflon, and I think Anolon was better than Teflon. But again, there's so many different sort of ranges within the Teflon brand. I haven't tried all of them, so I don't know. But Anolon, I bought some 16 years ago, and I had to get rid of them 10 years ago. Sorry, 6 years ago, I had to get rid of them because I moved and then I redid my kitchen and I got an induction hob. And these Anolon pans don't work on an induction hob. I'm sure they do a range that works on the induction hob. I would have thought that they would have done one. But the ones that I had didn't go on an induction hob and I couldn't throw them away. So I actually gave them to my friend, Sandy. And it's nice to know that they're still being used because they're just brilliant. And in fact, they hold memories as well. You know, I remember when they were new. It was when I moved into my first flat that I bought. And my mum came, well, my mum was like helping me and she was with me. And it was like the first night, I think, of living there. I think it was the first night. And we went down to the market and got an aubergine and some tomatoes and onions. And we just made a quick aubergine curry. If you see my Facebook lives, you'll know that I do like my aubergine curry. And we just made a quick aubergine curry, and to this day we still remember how lovely it was because we made it in this pan. It was the first time that we'd used a quality pan like that, and we got this fresh aubergine straight from the market, cooked it, and obviously it was like the new flat, which was, you know, awesome. And it was just such a nice memory. And you know, we had attached these memories to these things. Anyway, I digress. We're talking about washing up. but yeah, what a lovely memory. So saucepans, yeah, wash them straight away. Now, the instructions will always say don't wash them straight away. So this is up to you what you do. I'm not being liable. This is what I do. I wash them, you know, I let them cool down a bit and then I wash them. But I have made the decision that I would rather risk them sort of take that small risk of them getting ruined by washing them while they're still quite warm, rather than waiting for them to cool down and then having to come back to it. That's a decision that you have to make as well as to what you want to do. So the other thing, when I first bought my place, the one thing I knew that I really wanted was a dishwasher. I was yearning for a dishwasher because I don't like washing up. And I tell you what, I've never regretted getting a dishwasher, even though it takes up so much space in the kitchen and cupboard space is at a premium in a flat, I can tell you. But the dishwasher was a must. I just cannot live without a dishwasher anymore. Be mindful that not everything goes in the dishwasher though. So the non-stick pans and the wooden spoons, wooden handled knives in general, table knives are fine, but the knives that you use to chop things with aren't fine to go in the dishwasher. So just make sure you know what can go in and what shouldn't go in. I know someone that put Circulon pans in, non-stick pans, into a dishwasher, and eventually they got this white film on the inside of their saucepans. And, you know, for me, the risk of them being ruined is too high for me to then put them in the dishwasher. So, yes, this goes back to the whole thing about, you know, decide what level of risk you want to take as when it comes to spoiling your pans. Initially, my first flat had a full-size dishwasher. And then when I moved to my second flat 6 years ago, I got a narrow dishwasher. And initially, it was really difficult for me to downsize to a narrow dishwasher. But now, I think it's the best thing for me because I don't have a big family that I'm cooking and cleaning for every day. So I don't create that much washing up. I do create quite a bit because I do cook very regularly. But I managed to work around it with a narrow dishwasher. And what it means is that when I'm putting the dishwasher on more regularly, nearly every day, which means that I need less stuff. So I need less plates and less mugs and less cutlery because it's not piling up in the dishwasher waiting to be washed. And it also means that there's less stuff in there after it's washed. It's easier and quicker to put everything away, which means that life is just a bit, it makes things easier. So if you don't have space even for a narrow dishwasher, another option is a tabletop dishwasher. Now, I've never used one, but many years ago, one of my friends had one and she thought it was great. So that's something to probably do some research for if you want a dishwasher that's and you don't have space. However, I don't like to have lots of stuff on the worktop. So then you've got to balance it between having something else taking up space on the worktop compared to having a dishwasher. So there's lots to think about. Now, also, using a dishwasher fully means having stuff that can go in the dishwasher. So I've already said that non-stick pans can't go in the dishwasher and things with wooden handles. I do put my wooden spoons in the dishwasher because they're so cheap. Again, I made a decision that I don't mind risking them getting ruined because they're very cheap to replace. So it's all about, you know, what you feel comfortable with. Stainless steel utensils go in the dishwasher and they come out sparkling, you know, they're brilliant. And so I've talked about it on my Facebook page, I'm not sure if I've done it in a podcast, but about how using stainless steel graters and peelers, stainless steel bowls make cleaning a lot easier, and they're just easier to use, they don't break, they last for years and years and years, and they're brilliant. I know that they cost a bit more, but I think they're brilliant, I really do. I really, really think they're brilliant. And so when it comes to, say, a grater, I would go for a fully stainless steel grater over a Joseph grater, which would have that kind of silicone material, for sure. Just talking about dishwashers quickly, I would also recommend using high quality dishwasher tablets. I use Finish Quantum. Obviously, there are other dishwasher tablets. I've not found another one that I like as much. And I think it really makes a difference. I'm one of these people that likes to go for own brand products a lot, right? I will always go for an own brand product if there's the option. But with dishwasher tablets, I've done that and I haven't found something that works. And also making sure that go for a dishwasher tablet without the lemon. I don't know why they all do them with lemon, but when I've started using dishwasher tablets with lemon in it, it's made my cutlery rust in the dishwasher. So I don't know if I'm doing something wrong. If I am, let me know. But I would steer clear of the lemon ones. And also sometimes, at the moment, I'm using a liquid dishwasher. So instead of tablets, it's liquid. And it's making my cutlery kind of go a funny, it's like a funny kind of matted film on it. And the reason I'm using that instead of the Finish Quantum is because during, you know, when we first went into lockdown, it was hard to get anything. And all the dishwasher tablets were off the shelves. And so I got this and so I'm still using it. But I really need to switch back to the Quantum tablets because I don't like what it's doing to my cutlery. So I use the Finish Quantum, but not the lemon one. But if you've got any dishwasher tablets that you've tried and tested that are cheaper and you think are great, please let me know, because I really would like to switch to something that's cheaper if I can. Talked a lot about washing up. I'm just going to talk a little bit about how to make it. So this is what I use. So basically, I have washing up gloves. I use washing up gloves because I don't like my hands getting all dry. I've tried cheaper gloves, talking about own brand. I have tried cheaper gloves or the value gloves, and they've not been great. So, but when I've had more expensive gloves, I've found that they do fit nicer and they feel better. They feel more robust and they last longer. So I do think it's worth spending some money on gloves. Although I just bought some cheap ones called from a brand called Elbow Grease, and I think it was in Home Bargains that I picked them up. They are really good. And in fact, Elbow Grease is a really good brand and I highly recommend trying it. The stuff that I've tried, which isn't much, I've just tried a couple of things from there, but they really didn't disappoint. They impressed me. And the other thing that I have used to also, I think you can get this from Elbow Grease, but the one that I've got is a different brand. And it's like, instead of using a green scour, which is something I've always used, I've found this kind of spongy, I'll find a link and I'll put it in the show notes. It's like a spongy scourer. One side is a waffle kind of material, which is the sort of side that you use for normal washing up. And the other side is a stainless steel scour, you know, the stainless steel wool that you use to scrub dishes. It's got that, but a much gentler version. And I absolutely love it for washing up. It's absolutely amazing. It really does get everything off the dishes, but without sort of scratching it. And it lasts for ages. It goes in the washing machine, comes out as good as new. Highly, highly recommend that. I'll have to look, seek it out on the internet and leave a link. And then the last thing I would say is about washing up liquid. I tend to decant it into a pump and I dilute it a bit as well, because whenever I take washing up liquid onto my scourer, even from the bottle, I'll always run it under the tap to try and dilute it so it mixes a bit better into the scourer and I can get it onto the dishes better. So diluting it in the pump just makes it, it cuts out that step. And the pump that I use, in my flat I've got quite a fancy pump that I bought, but recently at my mum's, we had a pump that, it was a hand wash pump that had finished. We bought a new hand wash and I was like, okay, well, instead of throwing this pump away, let's put the washing up liquid in there and dilute it and put that by the sink. And it makes it so much easier to get the washing up liquid when I'm doing the washing up. And it's those little things that make a difference. And me and my mum are endlessly arguing about whether the washing up gloves and the washing up liquid and the scourer should stay out or be put into the cupboard. Usually I want everything put away. I like very clear worktops. But when it comes to the washing up gloves and the scourer and the washing up liquid, I want them out so that I can quickly put them on, quickly do the washing up and put it away and put the washing up away, so that I'm it helps me to get the work done quicker. Whereas my mum wants to put the washing up gloves away. And so whenever each of us leave the kitchen, we always kind of put it where we want to put it. At the moment, I'm winning and it's out. But, you know, I would say it's important to have these things within easy reach so that you're not creating another step that you've got to go through in order to keep your kitchen clean, get the washing up done. So these are all things to think about. Right. These are my washing up tips. It's gone on for much longer than I expected. I hope I haven't bored you to death, because it's not exactly the most exciting of subjects, but it's an important one. And just going back to what I said at the beginning, if you're interested in the cake mix for Stir Up Sunday, which is coming up next month, or my meal planner, then click the links in the show notes. Leave me a voicemail. I would really love to get your kitchen hacks as well, your cooking hacks. I love hearing other people's cooking hacks and sharing tips and tricks. So yeah, do that. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed the episode. And if you did, hit subscribe, join the tribe, and I'll see you next time. Happy cooking. Bye.